from the top of Hamilton's escarpment. 101.5 The Hawk.
Music.
All right, are we going to try this?
Uh-huh.
So I think...
Welcome to a special episode of
Cuckoo
Bananas.
Yeah.
Woo!
Today's episode, we're going to talk about like different genres of music,
which means like different kinds of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good.
Like electronic.
Okay. Okay, Ollie, can you think of one?
Jazz.
Nice. How about Jake? Can you think of a type of music?
Hip-hop.
That was whispered in his ear.
Hip-hop.
Electronic dubstep.
Ooh.
All the kind of music I like.
Okay.
There's like
8-bit.
Rap. Hip-hop. Which Jake already said. 8-bit. Sort of similar to dubstep.
Not really.
Close.
How about Minecraft players? Well,
we're gonna go through a lot of different genres by the time this episode is done. So,
yeah.
That's a good start, and some of those genres we are gonna hear during the show. But we started off with a kid's song from one of our friends, right? Jake.
Yeah, Arrow.
Yeah, that was Arrow Omnicord. And if you had to guess, what do you think that song was called?
Creative Dancing?
Oh, Creative Dance, yeah. That's from a compilation called Guelph Theme Songs that came out a few years back now.
Yeah!
So Arrow was even younger.
Yeah.
I I think maybe she was 7 when she recorded that, or maybe 6.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
But maybe we'll play like another song in the children's genre of music. For now, let's play our first two songs in the pop genre.
No.
Oh, geez, you're already snobs, huh?
No, it's, we're not snobs.
I mean, I like pop music, sort of, but it's...
I like pop music! Yeah!
I mean, it's all right.
There's a lot of good pop music.
Yeah.
And we're going to play two examples.
Yeah.
Of two people we know that make self-proclaimed pop music. And I think you could even call this electropop. Electropop, because it's electronic pop music.
So who is it that we're going to hear?
First, we're going to hear an artist called Janica Yes. And I'll talk about like how I know her. It's kind of a funny story. And then we'll hear our friends Brave Moon do an electropop song from their album that came out recently.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
That was Brave Moon. And do you remember what that song was called, Jake? Coming in.
Wild.
Not Coming in Wild. Wild Thing was the first song on that EP. It's Coming in Slow.
Coming in Slow.
Yeah.
Coming in Slow.
And Jake was doing a little improvisation on top there at the end. And before that, we heard Janica Yes. That was a good one with her song Fresh Air. And I said I'd tell you the story of how I know Janica Yes. You're not going to believe this, though. Janica was my student when I was a teacher. Yeah. Yeah. Remember I used to be a teacher?
Yep.
Yep. Well, the very first year I ever taught, she was in my film class when she was 14 years old.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's weird.
Uh-huh. And that's 11 years ago.
Oh, that's weird. That's so, a lot.
And then that song came out in 2017, so that's a lot of complicated math. But, you know, she's in her 20s or something now.
Yeah.
And that's a very catchy song.
It gets bigger and smaller and bigger and smaller.
Okay.
Really good. Yeah.
Good. One of the things you need when you're going to write a pop song is you need a hook.
Yeah.
And the hook is that is a melody that's really catchy. It's going to get stuck in your head. That's a good example of a hook, sure. And both of those songs had great hooks. I would say in Janica's song, it's that guitar part. Do 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 bing bing bing. That's a good hook.
Yeah.
All right, those are examples of some electro pop.
Yeah. And like and some like keyboards.
Yeah, there was keyboards in there. There's drum machines, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see what genre should we talk about next?
I don't know.
How about we go straight to country?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what country music sounds like, Jake? Yeah? Like that? I don't know. That sounds more like industrial music to me. What about you, Ollie? When you hear country music, what do you think? What kind of sounds?
Cowboy sounds and farm animal sounds stuff.
Yeah, like cows mooing and you're right, it is kind of like associated with the farm, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe let's listen to this country song.
Yeah.
And it's from a local group called Nicolette and the Nobodies.
Only Nicolette and nobody else.
That's what it sounds like, eh? But there's actually a bunch of other people. And actually, now that I think about it, Alana, who was one of the singers in that last band, Brave Moon, I've seen her play bass guitar as one of the nobodies.
That's weird to think.
Yeah, so let's listen to a song in the genre of country music.
Yes.
No, you gotta say, yee-haw!
Yee-haw!
Thank you.
Last song was pretty quick, eh?
Yeah.
It was getting so fast you couldn't even snap to it. You know what that type of
fast snapper.
Do you know what that type of music's called?
What?
Well, I would call it math rock. You know why?
Fast rock.
Yeah, you could call it fast rock too. But the idea behind math rock, I think they named it that because it sounds like the musicians have to do math in their head to figure out how the song goes. But you're good at math now, right?
Yep.
Do you want to show everybody on the radio some of your math equations?
4,000 plus 4,000 is 800. 8,000.
Whoa, you're starting out big. Went right to the biggest number. What else you got?
5,000 plus 5,000 is 10,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Because 5 plus 5 is 10.
Ah, that's how you do it? So then how about 3,000 plus 3,000?
6,000.
Oh, and what grade are you in?
SK.
Wild, man, wild. SK. For anyone listening in other provinces that don't have JK and SK, that means senior kindergarten.
Yep.
Some provinces just have K.
Yep.
Now, up next, we're going to hear a couple of dads.
Yep.
Doing some indie rock.
That's not very fun.
Oh, this is fun. You'll have fun with this one. First, we'll hear a dad you know named Rob.
Yep.
Yeah, Rob from Winnipeg.
Yep. I already know him.
Yep.
I already know him.
He's in a band called Yelverton Undertow. Say that five times fast.
Nope.
Come on.
I could say Haunted House five times fast.
Okay.
Haunted House, Haunted House, Haunted House, Haunted House, Haunted House.
Yeah. And they
I was counting in my brain.
Five times. And they put out a cassette tape this year. I should show you a picture. It's really pretty.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a song from that cassette. And then we're going to hear another dad you know called Tobin.
Yep, we already know him a lot.
Yeah. And we even played with him at the playground recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did a handstand.
That's true. It was scary for a second, right?
Yep. It was really scary.
Yeah. And this song is brand spanking new, as they say. It just came out on Tuesday. So, this could even be like a radio debut. I'm not quite sure. But he made it with a friend of his named Dustin Seabrook.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, when Tobin makes music, he calls himself Carpet of Horses. What would that look like?
Carpet of Horses. Well, there's this big, giant carpet, and they look like horses.
Oh, in the shape of a horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like shaped like tiny horses that are shaped like horses. And all over the carpet.
Oh, a pattern of tiny horses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this looks like dots.
And so this song is called Means to Be.
It just looks like dots.
And we're going to hear it after Yelverton Undertow.
Ooh, that's
on this
weird.
Super fun edition of Cuckoo Bananas
Radio.
Something to help me see.
All right, that was a loud one from Yelverton Undertow. And what was that song called, Jake?
Silence is Mine.
Yeah. And you picked that one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we listened to all of them, and Jake picked that one, which is the first song on their Lakes EP.
Yep.
Yeah. So those are a couple of pretty different examples of indie rock.
Yep.
Which can mean a lot of different things these days, I guess. Next, we're going to listen to one of my favorite songs of all time. And it's by a Winnipeg band called Basic Nature. And the name of this song is actually one of the games you like to play.
Ooh.
The song is called Foursquare.
Ah! I love Foursquare.
Yeah, do you think you could describe how to play Foursquare for any kids who've never tried it before?
No.
No? Well, what do you need for Foursquare?
The basketball, or like a bouncy thing.
Yeah, a bouncy ball, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and where do you stand?
In like a square.
Mm-hmm. One big square that's broken up into four squares.
Yep.
And then what do you do?
And you bounce the basketball to another person.
Yeah.
And when you're the knight, you're at the corner.
Hmm. Yeah. That's right. There's different positions to be, right? And if you're in the best spot, you're the king?
Yeah. Like, if there's a corner.
Yeah.
Like a white corner.
Now, how do you get out?
It's a garbage.
No, I mean, like, what move gets you out, kicked out of the square?
It bouncing out of the square.
Yeah, if you bounce it out of the square, right?
Yeah.
Or if it bounces twice in your square.
Yeah.
And you get kicked out, and then you got to work your way back in. It's a really fun game.
Yep.
But this song called Foursquare is in a genre called shoegaze.
Hmm.
And they called it that because, like, whoever was playing guitar and bass in the band, they would be staring at their shoes the whole time. Usually have like some long hair in front of them, and they'd be staring at their shoes and strumming their guitars. And you can tell it's a shoegaze song if it sounds really kind of like foggy and dreamy.
Yep.
Yeah. And some songs, like you could also call this song dream pop.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound nice?
Yep.
So we'll listen to this song, and you tell me if it sounds dreamy to you.
Okay.
Jerry.
That last song was a song by Kotz, also known as Steph, with her song Bitter Part of the Fruit. And that song is an example of a genre called bossa nova music.
Yeah, I find that music pretty relaxing.
Yeah, it is relaxing. And you can kind of tell bossa nova music by the beat that it has. You know, even though there's no drums in that song, the rhythm of the song is a bossa nova kind of rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like where you decide to put the beats. Like there's a lot of on the upbeats with bossa nova. Ta ta ta. Like that. And I was going to say, I pulled out my cheesy 80s keyboard because every cheesy 80s keyboard, and probably the cheesy 90 ones too, and the Millennium ones, have a bossa nova beat built into them. So you want to hear this one? Okay, so here it is. It's number 54. Pretty good. That's just bossa nova number one. Here's number two. Whoa. That's crazy.
Is that supposed to be bossa nova?
High energy bossa nova.
Oh.
Ooh, I like that one. It's got a nice swing to it.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time again. Happens every week. But we still haven't talked about hip-hop or electronic music. What does hip-hop sound like, Rowan?
Rapping. I can't rap.
I'm not asking you to rap. I'm just trying to describe what hip-hop sounds like.
It's sort of like... Like, it has sort of like a mean vibe to it. Because they're sort of, like, yelling into the microphones and, like... And they always rap really fast.
Hmm.
And it uses this thing called auto-tune, which it makes your voice, like... What is it? Harmonize with the chords behind?
Yeah. So you're always on pitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they use auto-tune. Yeah. I wouldn't say that it's always mean. The song we're going to hear... Today has a really nice kind of relaxed vibe to it. But sometimes it is aggressive, you're right.
It's like, yeah, it's like their voices are sort of like rough and like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
But, you know, like hip hop has been around for 40 years now. So there's a huge variety of hip hop now too.
Yeah.
There's like slow, fast, aggressive, relaxed. Any kind of hip-hop, you can imagine. We're going to hear a band from Winnipeg who have a fantastic album that came out a few years ago. A band called The Lytics. And you should go listen to this album. It's amazing. And we're going to hear their song called Dear World. And then, as an example of electronic music on our way out, we're going to listen to a record that my buddy Adam put out. Now, these days when he makes records, he goes by the name Solitary Dancer. And he actually teaches electronic music at a high school, if you can believe it. Cool school. And his studio that he teaches it in is amazing. It looks like a spaceship. And just like hip-hop, there's, you know, 45 years of electronic music now, too. So this is just one kind of example. I think it's a pretty good example because it has electronic drums, electronic keyboards, like synthesizers, electronic bass. But there's so many different genres. Like, you like electronic music, right?
Yeah, like, if it has a good beat and it's, like, good, I guess, to me.
But what genres of electronic music do you like?
Just dubstep. And dubstep and, like, 8-bit video game style.
Mm. Yeah. So that's just two genres of... I mean, electronic music is famous for having hundreds of different genres. Every time the beat changes a little bit, they, like, change the name of the genre. But... But let's have a listen to one type
of... That's what fame does to you.
That's what the internet does to you. Let's listen to one example of hip-hop and one example of electronic music on this special episode of...
Cuckoo Bananas. So are we going now?
Yeah, I think we're out of time. Did you want to say farewell?
Farewell, goodbye, adios. What do you call it in French? Au revoir.
Phew.
Dear world. Yo, your dear world, your correspondence, and you're doing just fine. Sorry it took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. I'm local, I'm on the front page of the Metropolitan Times. Dear world, your correspondence, and you're doing just fine. Sorry it took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. Still local, still on the front page of your Metropolitan Times.
Yo, been in the basement, many great years, 6 plus 8 years, crying fake tears for MCs that never made it. They never contemplated that they need to elevate their state of mind if they want to get great. But wait, that's not the issue at hand, and I'll be damned if I waste the dough, blind on a fool with no jam. So man, can I get a show of hands for who's with me? Let me break the plan down, explain the real simply. Be filthy, dirty as can be, soil to the tree, providing nutrients. We hold the roots down, now grow leaves. Be loyal to friends, friends loyal to Deacon Sound. Royal on mics because the kings get the royalties. Please, can you explain to me how you never foil me? I rise under pressure, floating ready like boiled peas. And MC's trying to foil me. The meek inherit the whole earth, but we'll just take a limit.
Your dear world, your correspondence, and you're doing just fine. Sorry it took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. I'm local, I'm on the front page of the Metropolitan Times. Dear world, your correspondence, and you're doing just fine. Sorry it took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. Still local, still on the front page of your Metropolitan Times.
Dear world, I've been gone for a minute, repenting, regretting all my stupid bad decisions. I can see I'm checked out for some time, but I'm back now. Doing work, busting lips, breaking backs now. God's back in my life, and that's a fact now. Eye up the tiger, Rocky one, and we attack. How I missed you, world. See, I showed up, stuck on my hand. See, world, you were like, hold up, you got me. I'm still writing you. Life's always looking better, but I'm still fighting through. Through the wind, I'll do anything. Left hook, right jab, headbutt. I'll bite your ear off, dude, on my
eyes.
Yo,
you did work. Sorry, I'm so wrong to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. Front page of your Metropolitan Times. You did work, your correspondence, and you're doing just fine. Sorry, took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. I'm local, I'm on the front page of your Metropolitan Times. Dear world, your correspondence, and you're doing just fine. Sorry, took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. Still local, still on the front page of your Metropolitan Times.
I love local, and I'm going global to drop some live vocals. Put the ducks up on the map and make my no focal. I pack my bags and take the jet just to rent my crew. Pogo to Acapulco into California.
hot joining like Magellan, no doubt. I'm all about the gelling, the storytelling, the ripping sets and selling, and keeping it swelling on your mind.
You're correspondence and you're doing just fine. Sorry took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. I'm local, I'm on the front page of your Metropolitan Times. Dear world, you're correspondence and you're doing just fine. Sorry took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. Still local, still on the front page of your Metropolitan Times.
Dear world, feel my roots as I dig in your flesh. Home is where the heart of the troubadour rest. As I traverse your land with the song of invest, I'll pay homage to the king and on his day of arrest. But unless and until the day of my Lord, I'll take my rhyme to the world and for the people perform in a norm. Well, it ain't so normal to me, cause I think I was born for something, so what I truly believe. And I'm just telling the truth like you would tell it to me, cause I ain't much of a liar, wear my heart on my sleeve. Some may call it a fantasy, some call it a dream, but y'all can call it what you want to call it, it's calling for me.
Your dear world, your correspondence, and you're doing just fine. Sorry took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. I'm local, I'm on the front page of your Metropolitan Times. Dear world, your correspondence said you're doing just fine. Sorry took so long to write, there's just some stuff on my mind. When you in town, just drop me a line. Still local, still on the front page of your Metropolitan Times.
Thank you. You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Ha, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey, everybody, this is Don Brewer from Grand Funk Railroad.
Hello, this is Rob Proust of The Spoons and of Honeymoon Suite. You are listening to Peter Morin, The Vinyl Professor. The Vinyl Professor, I love that name.